FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line. We had scheduled this morning two physicians from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic to talk about the flu shots and the flu season. They must have gotten caught up in traffic because they're not with us yet. So hopefully that will change in a little while. In the meantime, it's you and me talking this morning. 893-1450, an open line to take it anywhere you wish. And one thing that is very much in the news is that tragedy that occurred in Connecticut. How could that change? How could we avoid those things? What do you think could be done to reduce the risk of that? And it really hit home when we were out, took our grandchildren to a theater the other night, and you don't realize how youngsters grasp the tragedy of these things and how they relate to it because they're in school. But my 12-year-old grandson looked over. We went to the movie, and after the movie, he said, "You know, I was a little scared in there." I said, "Scared? Why were you scared?" Because it was definitely a child's movie and animation type thing. And he said, "I was afraid somebody was going to come in and shoot us." And it really hit home how the children that we're seeing all around us, our children, grandchildren, neighbors' children, they're afraid now. And that is a tragedy in itself. Good morning. You're on WGN. Let's see. That one didn't work, did it? I'm not sure why that one didn't work. 893-1450. Call back. We'd like to get your thoughts on this. Have you noticed that, though? And how can we reduce this problem? We can't eliminate it. But we didn't used to have problems like this. Is this a copycat situation? Is this something that our society, is this the age right now that we're in? Is this something we've developed by being politically correct all the time, not taking stands? Could that be it? I don't know. Maybe I blame too many things on not taking a stand, because we don't do that as a country. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
All right. You all doing all right?
Well, we're doing great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You know the reason why we're in the shape we're in?
Why is that?
I just got one question.
Okay.
That goes back to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't got good parents on us no more. The parents that I come up with, you do anything wrong, they gonna get you. But these parents this day and time, I feel sorry for them.
The worst thing that could happen, I mean, if it's to a parent.
That's right.
To lose your child and have them in kindergarten.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's a shame that it had to be this way, but you've got some good parents out there, but 10 times out of 10, they gonna say something to somebody, and you just can't talk to nobody no more.
What do you think the answer is, though? How can we change that?
Well, the only thing we can change that now is to go by the good Lord word. That's the only way we can change it, because, I mean, this down here, it's just gone. I mean, you go to work and you're in a hurry, you go anywhere, but let me tell you something. if you got a party to go to, you're going to make sure you go to that party. But if you're going to try to help somebody out, you can't. You're going to be able to help them because you ain't got no money. And another thing, too, this Christmas business here, you get out there and look at all the streets. It's full of cars. And how many is out there spending money that hadn't got no money?
Very interesting points. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. You all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well,
and I hope you get what you wish for.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You know, he really hit it on the head. Our priorities are perhaps in the wrong place. Yeah. The things that we think we should be doing, maybe something else is more important. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hi. How you doing, Bart?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Good deal. Hey, I was just going to open the door up there. You know, we live in a day society where parents don't want to admit when their kids do wrong. You know, when I've done wrong, my dad has to bounce to my high end and take care of business. But we live in a society where parents want to just pat kids on the back, give them an ice cream, and tell them to keep on going on. And not only that, but we take them to all these psychologists. You know, there's some kids out there, yeah, they do need help, and they really need a lot of help. But you can't tell me every kid that's on Ritalin and all this other stuff they got going on in the days that we're living, every kid that's on it needs it. Because I'm sure I had a hypertension disorder or something, but my dad knew how to handle it. And I just think we live in a day and hour where we're so politically correct that, you know, we want to talk about that the young boy was probably troubled, not only in his family, but I'm sure there were signs before this, but somewhere or another, a parent didn't see the signs. You know, as a parent myself, you know, we have to see the signs of our kids, and we have to understand, most of all, I try to train my kids by the Bible, you know, teach them the Word of God, because that's the only thing that's going to stand when the end of the world's on fire. You know, we gotta cling to the one that created all this, you know. And the thing is, we just live in a society where we just want to fill people up. I mean, you look around today, just think about all the people that's on Xanaxes and all this stuff. I mean, really and truly, we're like a zombie world that we live in. And it's time that we wake up and realize that if we don't, we're destroying our own selves.
That's a very good point. Thank you for calling and sharing that. You have a great day. And as he was saying that, I was thinking about something else that I had heard in the news, and you may have heard this too. The mother had called out for help many times, saying, I have a problem with my child. Can you help me? I mean, maybe it wasn't that exact word, but basically that thought. And people were saying, well, there's nothing we can do until the child does something wrong. And they did. Can't there be something done before something is done really wrong? Can't there be some help out there? Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Oh, great. I love your subject this morning.
Well, thank
you. But the main thing is, like the other former callers have seen,
mm-hmm.
we must first get our priorities in shape.
Mm-hmm.
We should show our children that they must do what we say, not what they want to say, just because they don't want to do it. And we must ourselves not be their buddy and buddy, and do what the other peoples on the street do. We must go and get the word and try to study the word and learn and care about each other and try to help each other. Because if you out there caring about other people, trying to help other people, God got other people that would help you with your need. And so it's all about being there for each other, and the world would be much, much more better.
Thank you for calling. In other words, you're saying teach our children what's right and what's wrong. We need to teach them as parents, as grandparents. We need to teach them. and yeah, not expect
and
somebody
not
else
to be their buddy and let them do what they want to do and to get them out of the way so we can get to do what we want to do. As you are parents, you're supposed to be there to teach your child sturdy. If you don't know, get somebody to help you. It's not anything wrong with asking people to help you. And so if you don't understand something, ask somebody else who you think that do know.
Absolutely. I guess we go back to when we were growing up, there were other family members around close by who helped, you know, one-on-one with it.
Yes, we're supposed to help each other. That's what we're here in the world for.
And even the neighbors would help. I remember if I was out playing at night out in the yard with some friends and I did something wrong, the neighbors would correct me. Now,
that's right, and that's what it's all about, and we shouldn't get upset because someone is trying to disrupt our children and tell them the right thing. And that's what we need to go back to.
Well, thank you for calling.
And have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our phone number. How do we solve the problem? How do we correct the problem? We've got the problem. We've got to correct it now. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to elaborate on a little bit of raising the kids.
Okay.
How we raise our children. We're letting the system raise our children. We're putting the parents aside, and they're not taking their responsibility. And it used to be a saying to take a village to raise children. That is so true, because we could let our grandparents and stuff raise the kids and be responsible for them, but now the system won't let them do that. So I think a lot of that. And then in church, they need to keep our children in church. When they took the prayer out of the schools, that was the worst thing that could have happened, because they let society know that they can rule us.
And it seems like we're going farther away every day.
Every day. That's just what I wanted to say. And I said, like I said, if we would, the parents would take time and raise their own children, and then let other people say something to them and not curse them out.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
893-1450. You know, this is what it's about. A neighborhood, a village, getting together, sharing ideas. That's what you are doing right now. And there are parents listening who need direction. One of the callers was saying, if you don't know the answers, ask somebody. And this is an opportunity, a learning session, where parents could be listening right now and hearing all of these ideas, and one is going to fit, and the light is going to come on. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
You're fine, Bart.
Good morning.
The comment I would make is that the family had a mental issue. It's like all the other people that have been using the guns to shoot and kill other people. It's a mental issue. Until they stop turning any stone, until they get to the right party to find out what is wrong with my child and can help them that way. That is the only issue, is to get there to the last stone turned over to say, yes, this is what I can do for your child. Basically, it would be a teaching university with a doctor's degree in there that would possibly help you with a clinic. That would be their last resort. So they are a very top knowledge of anything about mental issues there. Now, there's definitely with the universities in that area of New York and Connecticut, Massachusetts, there's got to be somebody of the top knowledge of children's illness and could help this parent rather than the suffering that the brother and the father have to issue with. Now, of course, with the divorce, that was never, but it seemed like he left everything up to the mother rather than to help, try to help his own child himself to find some help. He definitely had the money. But that's my issue there. It's proper health care. And you know there's something wrong with the child, get proper health care immediately as soon as possible.
Thank you for calling. Proper health care, a mental issue. And it obviously was a mental issue. 893-1450, good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Walker.
Good morning.
The discipline starts in the family, Mr. Walker. You know, back when I was growing up, the man's word was his bond. And if you know, I grew up in the late 50s and early 60s, and you know, Mr. Walker, when that discipline, your kids back then, they say yes or no, sir. You never hear that nowadays. And it reflects back on the parents, I think. And all we can do is, just like that caller said a while ago, Mr. Walker, we just pray for them and hope that God answers their prayers. And that, they I don't understand why that they're not, you know, taught, you know, like we were. If they would, it'd be a lot less few, it'd be a lot less of them in jail and everything. That's the only hope for them. If they're not going to do right, they're going to wind up in jail. And that's what's going to happen. But it reflects back on the parents, I think, Mr. Walker.
Well, thank you.
That's all I have to say. I'm gonna let y'all comment on it.
Well, thank you for calling. You have a great day. And I think you hit it on the head, too. And the word is respect. The children, many of them today, don't have respect. They don't have respect for others' properties, whether it's their neighbors or somebody they don't know. They don't have respect for the property. They don't have respect for their parents, their relatives, their neighbors. They don't have respect. And that's not something that you can get instantly. That's something that you learn and acquire through life. But it is not too late to change that, because children are being born every day. I think the secret is to basically get things where the youngsters are being taught properly. 893-1450. We have a full line of callers, so hold on. You are coming up next.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Dressed up like Eskimo.
Turn your fingers into a microphone and talk back. WGNSradio.com is Rutherford County's online source for what matters to you. WGNSradio.com.
It's the year-end celebration at Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield. Celebrate with a 2013 Ford Fiesta, a 2013 Ford Focus with 0% financing, a 2013 Ford Fusion, a Ford Escape, or the best-selling truck, the Ford F-150. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now it's time to celebrate with a great deal at Ford of Murfreesboro. Visit them online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Again, that's fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Bellatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Bellatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell, and if you have a car problem, me and my team on Broad Street are here to help.
Robert's Auto Repair, on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
At Robert's Auto Repair, we're always honest, always fair.
896-1407.
Good morning. Bit of congestion this morning. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Also, a congestion but no accidents reported. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial. The key to a more youthful appearance is in the skin. Dr. Beautiful can help with facial wrinkles, improving skin tone, and much more. Call Dr. Beautiful at 931-433-6871 or go online to drbeautiful.net. Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see decreasing clouds in our forecast this afternoon with high temperatures in the middle 50s, and expect clear and starlit conditions tonight with lows near 40 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Zanisty. Right now, it's 45.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
This is Chip Walters, and you're listening to Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
Yeah, we got them. MTSU Sports on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell.
Welcome back. Bell, our number is 893-1450, and this morning it's an open line. We're talking with you about how can we get things under control again after the tragedy in Connecticut and tragedies similar to that all around. This is not a brand new thing. How do we get life back as it should be? 893-1450. And so many people have said it starts with the parents. And I think everyone will agree it does start with the parents. But oftentimes parents don't know what to do. And oftentimes, in some cases, like this particular one, it's overwhelming. What do you do with a mentally ill child and there's no real help out there? Or at least it's harder to find, because a lot of officials are saying, when you go to them and say, I don't know what to do, I'm help me. And they'll say, well, we can't help you until something is done wrong, and then we can step in. And in many cases, it's too late then. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
How you doing, Tyler? How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
You know, we got to go back to our foundations, too, also. You know, what was our great country founded on? It was founded upon God. And sometimes, I know the thing you got to realize when you read the Bible, you know, you got to realize God's present when you're reading it. But most of all, you got to realize what the Bible says. And it also says that God created good and evil. You can do some history research and go back to 1926 and find out in 1926 there was a man blowed up a school and killed the head of the school and everything. So this ain't just a problem that's been going on today. This is a beastly nature, but it seems like it's worse in the day and hour that we live in. For the simple fact of, we have no control. Nobody wants to control the beastly nature. Everybody wants to just let it go wild. And, you know, it's kind of like a tongue without a bridle. You know, it hurt a lot of folks and it caused a lot of war. But, you know, we live in an oxymoron world. And if the foundation of a home is messed up, Art, you got to go back, tie the home down, go to the foundation and fix the problem, and then build back. And, you know, just a couple of months ago when we went through all the political party stuff of voting and all that, there was one party that didn't want to mention God nowhere on their stage. They didn't want to mention nowhere in their program. But I guarantee you, those folks today are crying and trying to pray to God for the help these people up here at this shooting. You know, it's sad that it takes a shooting and innocent kids being killed to get people to pray. That's what's sad. That's where my heart is broken at. I feel for the families and I feel for everybody, all the turmoil and the trauma that's happened. But, you know, we as a nation, we've got to stand up. You know, we're one nation under God. Come on, we've got to realize prayer is where it's at. And the only way that's going to carry us through is the Word of God and prayer. And as one nation, we've got to get this beastly nature under control. Not only in us, but we got a generation of kids that's got the nature. What you're talking about, not respect. Hey, I totally understand that. But I'm going to tell you what, you know, I said earlier about the bills, you know, those things that they're going to probably give me a bill for today. But I guarantee you, my daddy's belt took care of the issues and the problems. And not only that, but he sat down and taught me the Word of God and showed me where I stood wrong and got me back on track. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you for calling, too. 893-1450 is our number. And one other thing, too, I think that is different. He had a good point about the similar situation happening hundreds of years ago or whenever it was, long time ago. And I think that we did not have mass communications. I'm happy we have mass communications. We wouldn't be talking with each other and sharing ideas this morning if it weren't for mass communications. But along with that comes instant information, and I think they didn't know what was going on back then. Is it better sometimes not to know? No, I don't think so. I think if we know, that is important. Otherwise, we're burying our head in the sand. And so I want to know, but I also want to do something to correct the problem. And I know you do too, and I'm hearing this in what you're saying this morning. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning. How are you doing today? Whoops. I tell you, hold on just a second. I've got you on the wrong one there. Let me try there. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Well, let's try this one. Okay, try it now.
Good morning.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Good morning to you, Bart.
Well, good morning. We hear you great.
Bart, I have the answer.
All right.
The answer is in the Bible. And I just want to read something to you, and it's numerous scriptures in the Bible, but we're living in the end times. Jesus' return is near, and things are supposed to happen. And I just want to read a few verses here.
Okay, but how do we know we're in the end times? Because they said signs.
I'm going to read some things, some scriptures to you now.
Okay, but didn't Paul think we were in the end times?
I had never read anything in the Bible about Paul thinking it was the end times. But let me, if you will, just read a few scriptures, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, this is 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 5, okay?
Okay.
And it says, you must understand this. In the last days, there will be violent periods of time. People will be selfish and love money. They will brag, be arrogant, and use abusive language. They will curse their parents, show no gratitude, have no respect for what is holy, and lack normal affection for their families. They will refuse to make peace with anyone. They will be slanderous, lack self-control, be brutal, and have no love for what is good. They will be traitors. They will be reckless and conceited. They will love pleasure rather than God. They will appear to have a godly life, but they will not let his power change them. Stay away from such people. And it's numerous scriptures in the Bible. Matthew chapter 24 talks about the end times. And it's other verses in the Bible. And I just wanted to share this with the listening audience.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. What about Babylon? They were certainly acting similar to what we act now. I don't think we know when the end times are. Only God knows. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yes. I'm glad they have a topic today like that because, you know, they was wondering, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Well, what it is when we were young and stuff, and I mean, when the children was walking, mm-hmm. started walking, that's when we need to train our children. The Bible said, you know, train your children up, you know, while they're young. When they get old, they won't depart from thee. And, you know, it's not the children's fault. It's the parents' fault. They're not listening, you know what I'm saying? And I thank the Lord for the family I come from. And we just have to, you know, keep praying, and God will change things. He will answer prayer. It's going to be all right. You know, we can't just fault the children because we raise the children. You know what I'm saying? We the one that have to raise them and teach them. And yeah, they don't have respect. Some of them do, some of them don't. But it's not the children's fault. They always want to blame the children. Yeah, I mean, things change, you know. Things do change, but we're going to keep on praying for them. And you got to keep trusting in the Lord, because God will answer prayer.
And we
you
have,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you're right, too. We need to help each child that we can.
That's right. That's the truth,
can't say
you know?
It's too big for us to do.
Yeah, that's true. But it ain't nothing that God can't do.
You know what I'm saying?
God, He is. He's just amazing. And I'm not ashamed to talk about Him, you know what I'm saying? Because we come a long way, but these children, things is going to get better. God will turn it around. But don't fault the children, because it's not the children's fault. They do cuss true enough. But like I said, we just going to keep praying for them that they come to God. You know, that's what they need, you know. Some of them saved, some of them not, but we got to keep praying for them.
Don't you think that God expects us to do something also?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, we got to train the children up. You know, when they're little, when they first start walking, we got to train them, you know, and I'm glad I said mine. They say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, you know, to everybody, to, you know, the elderly people, they respect them. You know what I'm saying? Mine ain't no better than nobody else, but I thank the Lord for what I taught mine.
You taught them respect. Yeah, respect for others. You taught them.
Yeah, that's right. I tell them you got to respect all people, you know what I'm saying, especially the elderly people. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But God, He is amazing. And another thing I'm telling you, Jesus is the reason for the season, because that's a good day.
You too.
You
Thank
know, a
you.
Lot of people don't know the Lord. They need to get them to know Him. We're going to just keep praying for them, too. Because we are not no better than them. We just got to keep praying. Right?
Thank you for sharing. Absolutely.
And y'all have a blessed day. Be blessed and stay in the moment. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our phone number. Sharing ideas. Focusing on the tragedy in Connecticut. And trying to work out some way that this won't happen again. But it probably will, unfortunately. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I don't think that this individual, I don't think he was mentally ill. I think he was a loser. And I'll tell you why. I think a lot of the last few generations has been a spoiled generation. And I think they have been given many things that they haven't had to work for. They want instant gratification, and if things don't go their way, they'll take their anger out in a situation like this. Not always, but it does occur. If you remember the Batman shooting incident, I'm not talking about this one just happened. The one that happened back in the summer. He had failed a test at his university, and I think that he took his anger out in this manner because his life wasn't going the way that he wanted to. We have to teach these young kids that, you know, there's going to be setbacks in life. There's going to be disappointments in life. You're not going to get your way each time, every time. Because of that, that doesn't mean you have to take your anger out on other people. You have to have, I call it the two P's. You have to have persistence and perseverance, because there's going to be challenges in life. And it's like cutting down a redwood tree. You may not do it in a day, but if you keep on chopping, it's going to go down. And these kids today, they are used to having everything go their way. And if they don't get their way, they're going to, you know, they're going to have a reaction. And this isn't always the case, but we need to teach our kids that, you know, life doesn't always going to go the way that you want it to go. But if you don't give up and if you keep trying at it, if you keep chopping, that tree is going to go down. And unfortunately, we have lost a lot of that in this current generation. But you don't never give up. You keep on fighting, keep on chopping, and you never give up. No matter what life has to show you, what kind of challenges you have put in front of you, you don't ever give up, because that shows you what kind of weak person you are. All this shows is a weakness in somebody. If somebody keeps on fighting this situation, we wouldn't see this situation, I don't feel. And I think that we're not in the end times. We're in the time of life, in the time of love. Every time you get up and you look at the ceiling and you wake up in the morning, say, thank God I'm alive, then thank you, Jesus. And we're not in the end times. And I hate to disagree with that gentleman. Everybody has their own opinion. But I don't think we are. And you have a Merry Christmas and a good day. Thank you, sir.
You too. Thank you for calling. 893-1450. And I think the thing to remember from that is never give up. Focus on the changes you feel we should have. I think we have a party going on next door. Focus on the changes that we need and never give up. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Hello there.
Yes, Bart. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
I am not a psychiatrist, but I have worked with mental retardation in another state.
Mm-hmm.
This young man had a problem. The school system had a psychologist. When young people in grammar school had a problem, they were referred to, I worked with a group. The school system came to us and said, we need this child tested. We would give them a battery of tests and counsel them and send them back to the school. As they grew older, they did have a problem. Autism is a problem. It has different degrees. As a person with a mental problem gets older, they resent. This mother didn't think, this is my child, they will never do me any harm. But as they get older, they resent any correction at all. And they will not take, they will go off on tantrums. And they just have problems. I don't know whether it's the school system, but somewhere we have just lost them. They continue to need treatment. If it is so severe, institutionalize them.
Well, there's no institutions to institutionalize them in. There's no more central states or
that
polar
is true. But, you know, parents should understand if their child get hostile, they could be the victim.
Well, I think, didn't this lady ask for help several times and people told her there was no help until something was done?
That is true. But I think that maybe our school systems need a little more referral or something. I'm not sure what the problem is. But these people with a mental problem, as they get older, they become very resentful to any correction.
I wish I knew more about that. I don't know enough about it to speak with knowledge on it. But I can hear where you're coming from. We don't have any way to give them the help they need these days.
Absolutely.
That's been
not
done away with because of political correctness again.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for sharing that.
I don't know what the answer is, but these people need to be reached out to, but I couldn't tell you what the solution is.
Or maybe we don't want to say it either. Could
maybe
be.
Maybe so.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Because it just wouldn't be politically correct. I think we still have that in us. 893-1450. But somewhere along the line, we've got to do something. We'll be right back.
Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have her peek.
He's on your side. Consumer warrior Clark Howard.
Save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on WGNS.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
We'll see decreasing clouds in our forecast this afternoon with high temperatures in the middle 50s, and expect clear and starlit conditions tonight with lows near 40 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Deniste. Right now, it's 45.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first-quality name-brand furniture half-price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway,
halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
We're talking about your local teams. All Sports Talk at 2 and Sports Night 3 to 6. I'm George Plaster on WGNS.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, and we are remembering the children and parents in Connecticut who tragically lost their lives. 893-1450, and we're talking on ways to perhaps avoid this happening again or reduce the risk of this happening again. What can we do? Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
I'm good, and you?
Doing fine, thank you.
I just wanted to say two things. One of them is one thing would be keep prayer in schools. Number two is area of ministry that is so easily hindered in America is the dealing with demons.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that Christ so predominantly dealt with in the scriptures is dealing with the demonic. I would know I have dealt with many, a good handful of troubled young people within the last 7 years. And anywhere from a young man was sodomized repeatedly by his father, never told anyone. And this young man grew up, a troubled young man. He got in trouble a lot in the gangs and stuff like that. And I prayed for that young man one day, and I saw a lot of people with their accolades, clergymen tried to minister to this young man, but they was not doing it by the power of his spirit. But I just prayed for that young man, asking the Father, what was wrong with this young man? Why is his mind so, troubled? And little behold, one day we was with a group of young people, and someone started talking about demons, and next you know, this young man just comes out the blue and said, I am troubled with demons. I need help. And later on, how did I find out? He was sodomized after we dealt with the demons that was in him after it was cast out. He came and whispered in my ear and told me that he never told anyone this. He said, but my dad repeatedly, he said raped him, but really sodomized, but raped him when he was a young man. and he grew up like that. See, it's young women too. There's young women out here had traumatic event stuff done to them children, and never had no one to vent it off to, and it's trapped inside of them. And what happens is they walk around raged and angered, you know, and no one never knows what's wrong with these children. Even their own parents, the children can be right there in the house. I had a brother of mine who tried to kill himself, and my mom never saw the signs of it. And she's a churchgoer, or you know what people call themselves, a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Never saw the signs of demonic. But my point is, that's the area of ministry that needs to be so prevalent in this dark times that we live in, is the dealing with demons. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you for sharing that. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Hello, Bart.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes, sir. I listen to your show every morning.
Thank you.
And you have a lot of good stuff on there if people would just pay attention to what you're saying. Okay, a lot of these children see and hear all this stuff at home from their parents or live-in boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever. I think they need to clean a lot of this mess up at home first. Then their children won't be seeing a lot of it. Don't get me wrong. I know they see and hear it everywhere they go. But a lot of this mess has started at home. Thank you. I enjoy your show, Bart.
Thank you for calling. And you've hit it on the head again. I mean, we've had a lot of people really hitting it on the head this morning. And parents, you are role models. Teachers, you are role models. Athletes, whether you want to accept it or not, you are role models. Neighbors are role models. Everybody around you who is older than you is a role model, whether you want to be or not. And what message are you giving out? I tell you, just look around you and see what message you are giving out. Well, we're out of time this morning, and thank you for being a part of this program. Thank you for sharing, for being a positive role model in caring for other people. And like that one caller said, never give up. Whatever you do, never give up. But let's give help and let's work together to bring change in a positive way. That is the way to do it. Never give up. Never say, we can't fix this. We can. I'll be home. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be visiting with Rutherford County Sheriff Robert Arnold. You have a super day. Yeah.